Heidi and Frank Show. Yay! On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
You know, I realized is that the whole Rick James lady that was paired with JD, I never gave JD a bean.
No. Mm-hmm.
And she missed Rick James.
Mm-hmm. Are we sure?
Oh. Rick James, the question was, 21 years ago in 2004 on this particular day in history. Rick James died of a heart attack. He was 56. And I said, this guy who liked very kinky girls, the kind you don't take home to mother. And she did not know that one.
Is there a time limit, statute of limitations, something like that?
There you go.
Moved on.
Nope.
Another segment.
There you go. That's nope. That's Band-Aid or pomegranate. And then you still owe me three beans at once, Renee.
God, Band-Aid is just...
Three at once.
Three at once.
Yeah, maybe it'll be really tasty somehow.
Band-Aid, pomegranate?
No, not pomegranate.
Okay, definitely Band-Aid then. All right, Renee, I don't know.
No. That's not pomegranate.
Renee, do you want to eat your beans now or later?
Might as well.
All right, come on in here.
All right.
I got three beans picked out for you. Yeah, speaking of gross stuff, yesterday we talked about, at the end of the show, toenails. And you ever thought about, like, what do you do with your toenails?
No, I think it was fingernails. We were talking about fingernails.
Oh, what, do you do something different? Maybe
yeah,
toenails?
With my toenails.
Well, because Johnny said he bites his fingernails. I doubt he bites his toenails.
Yeah, I'm not biting.
He can't get his
I guess there is. I will pick off my fingernails, and I usually, if I'm in the car, I'll crack the window of the car, and I'll just bink, and I'll throw it out there on the highway.
Leaving your DNA all over Los Angeles.
Yeah. But if it's a toenail, and it's a nice thick one, I'll save it as a toothpick.
No wonder you like the taste of stinky socks.
You know what? There might be something to that.
You find comfort in it somehow.
Get over here, Renee. You got to get your beans. Right.
God. Disgusting.
And I guess you can get on Heidi's mic, because that mic sucks. Don't even grab that one. Yeah. Okay?
Well, my mic there, too, sucks, because it says makes me say really unfunny things. I'm blaming the microphone.
Well, your mic must have caught it. You must have taken whatever this mic has, and you took it back to your mic back there, and then you breathed on that mic, and then that mic caught it.
Oh, no, it's catchy. I've infected this one, too.
All right. Oh, boy. What a trifecta.
Mm. Okay, what you got?
Of the Bean Boozle, you owe us three beans at once. Ugh. It's either burnt rubber or licorice, and you get either barf or peach.
Oh, God.
Or liver and onions or cappuccino.
Gross.
Is there a chance they're all three?
Barfy, rubber, onions, and liver?
Mm.
All right, go ahead. Throw them in your mouth, chew them up, and let us know what
I call
you got.
The landfill.
All right. All at the same time, all three. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Mmm. What are you tasting that's bad?
Oh, the brown one.
Liver and onions?
Liver and onions, for
Look,
sure.
I can eat a bean,
oh,
too.
That's so good, nasty. And then there's a good one.
Peach?
Oh, peach,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God, that's not barf. And then the burnt rubber? Or is it licorice? Probably licorice.
It's licorice. Oh, no, yeah, that's black licorice.
Oh, nice. You got two out of three, ain't bad.
Oh, yeah. That liver and onion, though, is overpowering everything.
All right. All right, so there was some good ones in there recently.
Stop.
There was some good ones.
I was eating a bean, too.
No biting.
Oh my gosh, that was so awesome.
Oh, I know.
She was
Renee.
She was eating a bean too as she was biting.
She was trying to figure it out.
I know. Well, you're backwards and upside down over here. I don't know.
Oh no, she didn't.
Oh yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she did.
Yes, she did. I just saw it.
All right, take it easy.
Who would have thought she'd have gone there?
Oh, Peter.
Some people said that they will put their toenails in their roommate's cereal box.
Frank, just yet another reason.
These are older texts. 3% of people said they just leave them where they may, or wherever they fall. Leave them, like,
gross.
Rude. If it's blink, and you're using a clipper and they just go, I mean, you're not trying to put a foul tip net anywhere around your hand or toe. It's just bing, gone. You have no idea where it went.
Mm-hmm.
Errant golf shot.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody see that?
Yeah.
No, I lost it in the sky. I have no idea where that thing went. But what is extremely unhygienic, but everyone seems to do it anyway? Okay, that's a question that the internet was asked, and so people were checking in. Touching the sticky condiment bottles at a restaurant table.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
Especially because I've never been the same. I've told this story before, but we were at a restaurant in my little small hometown. It was like, I won't mention it because I think it is still in the business. So they sold hoagies and type such things. And there was a woman at the table. She was not a local. She must have been passing through town because I didn't recognize her. And I knew everybody. She put ketchup on her fries and then took the ketchup bottle and was like,
oh, my God.
No.
She's the Marion kind.
Oh, my God.
And then put
God.
The cap back on and set it on the table. And to this day, I'll never use any of the condiments on the tables, ever. Oh. I won't do it.
That's she licked nasty. The tip of the ketchup
licked it,
bottle.
Sucked it, got it all. Oh. Got it. Got, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Anticipation.
Oh, my God.
Put it back on the table. And to this day, that was probably 15, 16 when I saw that happen. I won't use table condiments, ever.
Was she fat?
No. Skinny, like a...
Like a meth head?
Correct. Like
probably. What was the drug of use back then when you saw that? Crank?
I don't think crank was in Indiana. I don't know. Maybe it was.
You kidding me? Crank was born in Indiana.
Wait, Frank, was crank that... Remember that documentary we saw where this guy was like... They were trying to describe crank and he was like, it's like... the best sex you've ever had and like chocolate cake. That's what he did. Is that what I'm thinking of? That's crank?
I don't know. I remember the guy said it was like best sex you ever had in chocolate cake. I'm like, I don't know if I like chocolate cake that much.
Right. That I'm going to end up looking like you?
Yeah.
No, thanks. That's okay. I'll skip it. So that's pretty gross.
Even sex. I mean, like, I guess I'll be a celibate guy who doesn't eat dessert anymore.
Look like that.
I'll just pass on the cake.
Yeah.
All right. As far as other extremely unhygienic things that everyone seems to do anyway.
I think eating in your car, like when you think of like you go to the gas station and you fill up, so you're touching that handle.
Ooh,
and unless you have wipes and stuff, and now you're like, oh, well, I'm out running errands. I'm going to stop and get a sandwich. Now, how many of us really keep that, you know, paper wrapped around it the whole way, you know, at some point. And then you're digging your gas station hand into your bag of fries. And then you go, gas station
hand,
fries.
Have they ever tested the gas station handle, like, to see, like, what's on there?
Some nasty stuff.
Poop?
It has to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Fecal matter,
of course. Boogers.
Oh, that's what they say about bowling balls, too. It's like eating in a bowling alley.
Because
people always say it's the shoes that's the gross thing of the bowling alley. No, it's the balls.
Frank likes those. I think we've covered it.
I sniff those all day. It's the balls that have like everybody's fingertip poop fingers have gone down.
Into your chicken fingers, into your fries and your tenders.
Fries
Oh, Heidi, you're up. All right, fingers in the hole, throw it down.
Dry my poop fingers over the fan.
We do a lot of eating when we shouldn't, and it's like, we need wipes and all that.
Or maybe we should. I mean, maybe that's part of what builds your immune system. And so it's just, luckily, it doesn't kill us. It only makes us stronger.
What doesn't kill me makes you stronger.
I did this the other day. Pulling a tortilla, or even say a piece of bread out of the sack that it comes in. And then setting it on the sack as opposed to setting it on the flat counter because I don't have like a plate or anything. I'll just set the bread or the tortilla on the sack that it came in.
That's been in
and
crates
then make the sandwich.
On shelves.
I know.
Yeah.
Which is probably way dirtier than the counter if I just put the bread just flat on the counter.
Yeah, it's your counter. Yeah. It's your home. I'm sure it's
been
light.
I put it on the sack.
You never put it on the sack.
No. The dirty sack. Ew. You guys have never done that?
I've done that.
But and the idea in your own head is like, oh, I don't want to touch the counter. It's touching the back. It's like,
yeah, but it's your counter. It's everybody's sack.
It's like sitting on its mom's lap.
Sure, when you put it like that, it's comforting. Isn't that weird?
She came out of that analysis.
You gave birth to a little piece of bread.
Other things that are extremely unhygienic, but everyone seems to do it anyway. They say scrolling on your phone while you're on the toilet, but I don't understand. How's that unhygienic?
Well, it's probably because you're on your phone. I think it's you put your phone down, then you clean up everything that you're cleaning
up. Where do
up.
You put it down? On the floor of the bathroom?
It depends on your setup. Maybe you sit. I don't know. That's if you've got a dirty hand. Now you got to take your phone to.
Yeah,
put
where
it
do you
somewhere.
Put your phone when you're getting ready to clean up, or are you still scrolling at the same time? You got a problem.
No, I put it in the underwear hammock. That's between my legs. You know.
That's where you set it.
Yeah.
Right there on the old taint bar.
Yeah.
Ew.
So I set it right down there. Ew.
Remind me never to borrow your phone.
Oh,
Jesus.
My God.
Hey, Johnny, can I borrow? Never mind.
Hey, your toilet. You
I see women using their bra all the time for phones. I mean, all the time.
Yeah, but
stick that thing in their bra, right? Don't you see that?
But you're so far away from anything to set that on, you got to put it in your own underwear. Why don't you set it on the edge of the tub? Isn't your bathtub right there to set on the tub?
I could do that.
Or is the sink right there set on the counter?
Yeah, I could probably
do everybody's that setup's different, so if you don't have
choose to stick it in your underwear?
I guess that's what I'm used right. to.
I guess that's how the... not washing your bedding enough or at all?
At all?
My wife's pretty good about washing them sheets.
You're pretty good about dirtying them, aren't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
We're match made in heaven.
That's why it works, right?
Sometimes she changes the seat just so I can dirty them.
You know what's kind of gross, too?
We're OCD in the same way.
Yeah.
She needs clean sheets, and I need dirty sheets.
That's why this has been 22 years.
That's why it's been 22 years.
That's right. This month, in 7 days.
If you're driving and eating something, and then you drop it on the floor in front of you, and you pick it up and eat it afterwards, that's really gross, too, because your dirty shoes have been all over, you know, everything.
I mean, wearing shoes in the house is really gross.
That's one of them.
It's truly gross.
Wearing your outside shoes inside your home, but that's just been so
gross. Well, I grew up in a no-shoe in the house family.
I grew up in a shoe family, unless there was, like, visible mud or dog poop on your shoes. You left, or mom's nursing shoes, they stayed in the garage. But otherwise... If there was nothing that was visibly hanging off your soles of your feet, you could just wear them in the house.
Nope, not us. We were in no shoes in the house.
740. Hurricane Harbor tickets. Almost forgot that I even had those. But hopefully you didn't. 818-955-2955. Got a four-pack to Knott's Soak City. I guess I should have known about this dirty shoes because we would go to the public pool, like a Soak City. But our public pool, you had to go through the foot wash first.
Yep.
So there was the bathing suit changing area that had like some showers in it and some lockers. Then you had to go through this like little 4-inch deep couple steps of just water, just splash, splash, splash for a foot wash.
Oh, if everybody's walking through that.
Well, it's
that's
got chlorine
gross.
In it, I guess.
I don't even know about chlorine in it. I think that, I mean, I remember like later on in life and like seeing the lifeguard just fill it up with a garden hose. I don't even think it had like any chlorine in it.
No antiseptic at all?
That's I don't weird. Think so.
Like a barbicide that. Or something? Like
and then I would see people like think it was gross and then they would just walk on the edge and push on the wall on the other side and just kind of go right over it and not stick their feet in it. But what would happen? I mean, that was commonplace, was the foot wash before
maybe
you got
it was just
the
grass clippings or something. I don't know, but
yes,
you're right.
That's what it was, to wash the grass off your feet so you wouldn't put the grass in the pool.
Yeah. I guess.
Like, look at you, Nancy
Not
Drew.
Not just a mediocre-looking face, Frank. Sometimes I come up with answers.
Also, putting a filthy suitcase on your bed.
Oh, yes.
That thing's seen the world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Been rolled around and handled by everybody else's poop fingers. Mm. And you're putting it on top of your comforter.
And we do that.
Unpack. Yeah.
Don't do that. That's why you got to put it on that little thing they give you, that little fold-away baby table.
Which reminds me that you don't ever want to even touch a comforter in a hotel. Right?
I think you're supposed to throw it on the ground.
Oof.
Yeah. If everyone's throwing it on the ground, then that comforter's been on the ground of the hotel.
Yeah, we know they wash the sheets, but they're not washing big king comforters every day. Come on. There's no way.
It'd probably be better just to take down the curtains and use that as the comforter.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's
But I know what you've done with curtains and your...
Never blacklight the back of a curtain at a hotel I've stayed in.
Yeah, I know. A little something to remember me by. Great.
I'll dirty a good Motel 6 curtain.
Yeah, Tom Baudet left the light on for you. It was the black light, unfortunately.
I left him something, too.
Yeah, it's more like a Motel 3.
All right, I get the message.
Speaking of hotels and motels, probably, the ice machines.
Yeah, disgusting.
I think generationally, like maybe back in the day when I was a little kid, we'd go on road trips, you could trust an ice machine because people just had better manners.
True.
Now, I would not trust an ice machine to save my life.
Also, I've watched too many shows where they're like, go to get the ice down the motel, scoop, scoop.
when there's a dead body in the
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, or a hand.
Why am I trying to preserve
arm.
The evidence? I mean, it's the worst place to hide the dead body. I would say gym mats are gross, unhygienic, but we all use them. It's a thing they have down at the gym, Heidi, where people, they don't want to like to lay on the floor. It's kind of like a little tiny cushion that you can do like sit-ups on.
I'm going to need more.
I know. They're usually stacked up someplace. Well, whatever. I'll tell you. I'll show you later.
Okay, who is this gym in this mat?
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
Why are they so dirty? Yeah, and why am I laying on them? I don't even know them, you guys.
We just met. I know you got a cat, Heidi, and you don't know where it is half the time, so but probably when you're not in the kitchen, it's walking on the counters and everywhere where you prepare your food.
My cat lives in the garage, where no food is prepared other than her own.
It's never allowed in the house. It has its catio, and then it's allowed in the garage, but it's never going to walk on the counters, huh?
That's good. No. I've seen how gross our garage is now because she lives in there.
Also, the sticking... grubby, unwashed hands in a bigger bag of snacks that being shared with multiple people. It's like
that I can't stand. My wife does that. Oh my God.
This goes right into the bag of popcorn.
I am a person, and this is one of our biggest complaints. My wife sees it totally. Let's say we have people over, and we're going to go, let's get some chips and stuff out. She'll just bring chips to the table or the island. I go,
just the open bag on the island.
And I go, are you brand new? Are you acting like we just got together? Goes, what? She goes, it's our friends. I go, I don't care. Put them in a bowl.
Where she thinks putting it in a bowl is impressing like a new boss?
She just thinks it's unnecessary. Why am I dirtying a bowl?
It's our friends.
I go, I don't care if it's just me and you. As a matter of fact, I don't even care if it's just you. Put them in a bowl. Like, yeah, dirty hand.
Oh, yeah.
Put them in a bowl. Well, grab one, eat it.
Really,
grab
when you eat chips, you really go in there and you shove it all the way back to your uvula?
I'm a one chip girl. I look like a multiple chip. I'm a one chip.
Well,
the way
you were imitating eating chips.
Because I see other people eat chips. It's gross. Okay. I don't care. No.
So that's how your wife eats them. She's like, she fists herself with a handful of cornies and then puts her hand right back in the orange dust bag.
So are you one chip at a time, girl? One chip at a time?
I'm a one chip at a time, but I want my stuff in a bowl. I don't want to reach into a bag. I just think it looks trashy too.
Like, yeah, but it looks so cheap when you're putting the chips back into the bag from the bowl. It's like instead of throwing the, you got to throw the chips.
I really don't know what you're talking about. I didn't finish the bowl of chips. Okay, what world are we living in? That's like saying, oh, dude, let me get you a wine stopper for Christmas. What? What am I, a quitter? Don't buy me a wine stopper. You know, you can suction out the air.
That. You know who Jim Matt was. But you've never put a chip back into a bowl or a bag.
Oh, you know, I guess we're not going to have all these. We can have those for later. A chip clip, a wine stopper. Get out of my house. God. Yeah.
The lid to the ice cream. Come on.
Throw it away.
Yeah, you leave that on the counter. Come on. We're not using that again.
You can let the cat walk on. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to use it again.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Looks like you're caller 40, man. It's going well for you.
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
You got the Not Soaked City 4-pack for $7.40. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who are you taking with you?
Probably my friend and her daughter, because our daughter's the same age.
Oh, she's just a friend, though, huh?
Yeah, huh?
Wink, wink.
Yeah, best friend from high school.
From high school, huh? You got a crush on it?
Nah.
Hooked up with her? Like, even back in the day, like, made-out session? Make-out session?
Yeah, probably when we were kids, like 13, 14 maybe. Mm-hmm.
And you never once, you're single, she's single, you both have daughters the same age, daughters do like sleep over, you hang out a little while, daughters go to sleep, and you guys are on the couch, and nothing happens?
A little cocktail, maybe?
Nah, it hasn't gotten there yet.
Your hands caress each other inside the chip bag?
Mm-hmm. He said yet.
Nah, that brand.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's cool.
No, we said, is she hot?
Oh, yeah, to probably everyone else.
But not to you?
Nah, she's like a sister to me by now.
Okay.
Yeah?
That's good cover.
Well, just wear a West Virginia shirt over to her. Yeah. Hey, baby.
West Virginia's for lovers. Hey, sister and brother lovers. Well, that's good. That's wonderful that you each have each other.
I got a question for you. If identical twins marry identical twins and then have children, and then you have an innocent kiss with your first cousin, did you really kiss your sister?
I guess it's all fair game, right?
There you go, man. Mike, great attitude.
We're really turning him around.
You stay at home. We're
stick with
you
us.
That four pack.
Wow.
Because if identical twins marry identical twins and mm-hmm. they have kids, yeah. technically they have sibling genetics because the identical twins were parents of both sets of families.
Huh? They would have the same DNA. Their own twins.
You have sibling DNA.
Yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily be looking just like them because
right.
you know, you're a version of those identical twins, mix of genes, but your genes would be sibling genes even though they're your first cousins.
Uh-huh.
My head hurts.
I picked a bad day to stop doing crank.
Oh, it's like chocolate cake and sex.
Oh, speaking of that, someone suggested something extremely unhygienic, but everyone seems to be doing it anyway. Not washing your hands after pleasuring yourself.
Ew.
Well, what?
Well, you thought about it for a little longer. You didn't say, what? Like, you're so surprised about that.
Let's say that I've taken a nice hot shower.
Yeah.
I've gotten my cozy clean jammies on, and I've gotten into my freshly washed sheets.
Yeah.
Hands clean. That's clean. Good night.
But then you don't get up and wash your hand.
What happened to my hand?
Well, you tell me what happened to your hand.
Well, I like vagina. You want me to go slow and whisper, or you want me to shout it from the mountaintops? What do you? What's going to turn you
on? How vigorous was it searching the yellow pages to find that number?
Put a sink in the studio.
How deep in the yellow? How deep in the yellow pages was that person you were looking up? Oh, come on, JD.
In the Z's.
In the Z's. Jeez, you got to wash your hands if you're going to Triple Z Plumbing. All right.
I really snaked my drain.
Also, something completely filthy. If you just cleaned your fridge, there's some place the fridge that is extremely filthy. And I'll tell you what it is.
I'm going to guess.
Well, don't guess right now. We'll tell
I'm not
going to
guess
break.
Right now.
All right, coming right back. We're out of your break.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.